Psalm 92, verses 1 through 7, that is our psalm today as we continue our journey through the Psalms. It is good to praise the Lord, the psalmist begins, and make music to your name, O Most High, proclaiming your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night to the music of a 10-stringed lyre and the melody of a harp. For you make me glad by your deeds, Lord. I sing for joy at what your hands have done. How great are your works, Lord. How profound your thoughts. Senseless people do not know, fools do not understand, that though the wicked spring up like grass and all evildoers flourish, they will be destroyed. It's good to come together and worship, isn't it? Lifting our voices and producing both individual and corporate praise. We proclaim the praise of our hearts and honor God with one harmonious voice. And music, always a part of the Old Testament worship, is all about proclaiming the love and faithfulness of God. All true singing is targeted for an audience of one. We're not singing to impress others, or we're not performing. Our voices are lifted to the Lord, the great Creator, the Most High, and we sing for joy at the work His hands have done. We confess that His infinite thoughts are beyond our finite understanding. It's a warning sign. When people say they have no need to go to church and engage in corporate praise, a believer's life was never meant to be lived solo. And we're to come together and we're to sing from the bottom of our hearts and the top of our lungs. It's our time to be renewed. It's our time to be refueled. It's our time to praise God with other believers. See, praising the Lord and making music to His name inspires us for another week of following hard after Him. If you're not engaging in corporate worship, you're running low on spiritual fuel. Father, thank you for the privilege of joining with others to praise you for who you are and what you do. Help me to participate with a heart focused on you. In Jesus' name, amen.